Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. Earlier this month, we reported on the new contract for UK online measurement, UCOM, that has been awarded to Ipsos. We suggested at the time that this could play a significant role in any moves towards the development of cross-media measurement. In this ASI cast, our research director, Richard Marks, talks to UCOM's chief executive, Ian Dowds, and Neil Farrer, head of UK audience measurement at Ipsos, about the progression towards this new approach to the measurement of online audiences.
Welcome to podcast, Neil. Welcome to podcast again, Ian. Rewinding back about nearly a year, I think we interviewed Ian about the tender process for the new UCOM contract and what you were hoping, what your aspirations were for the new contract. And the exciting news this January is that we've now had an announcement of who that contractor is and what the likely shape of the new contract is. So that's what we wanted to focus on this podcast, also because we think there is a fair amount of interest outside the UK, because it is an interesting new approach to measuring online audiences. So we'll be delving a bit into that, as well as the implications for the UK market, just what learnings there could be for other countries in terms of the approach and the methodology. So I guess a good place to kick off is specifically around what's new. So what will UCOM users find different about the new currency, and what will remain the same?
Morning, Richard. Well, worth saying first of all that the Ipsos appointment is from January 2021, and so that for the remainder of 2020 we have a very robust contract in place with Comscore that both sides fully intend to meet. But talking about from 2021 onwards, the fundamentals of what we've asked Ipsos to do remain pretty much the same, which is provide a robust view of the UK's online audience behaviour across desktop, tablet and smartphone, web, mobile web and apps by demographics 13 plus. So the fundamentals pretty much remain the same. On top of that, we have asked Ipsos to develop the capability to measure audiences beyond demographic, so content or interest-based audience categorizations, and also to look at measuring audience of audio, both background audio and the potential to measure content that is downloaded and played offline. This may be a bit more for Neil to answer, but what we expect to be a big difference is that there will be a single product that may have different levels of access to subscribers, but it will provide also an element of daily data. Not quite overnight data, but maybe 2 days later, some very top line total numbers, and then a monthly report that will allow segmentation by day of week or weekday and weekend with some time of day analysis. So that's the broad roundup of what should be different from January 2021 onwards.
And I guess as far as we're concerned, there are three key factors, and Ian has described them in good detail. And those are simplicity, flexibility, and also the locality of the teams that are working on this. We have designed what we believe is a simple solution, if you like, in that it's an all-device panel of people that we're recruiting. The flexibility is, as Ian describes, in terms of being able to access the data more quickly, to be able to look at much more information, because we're recruiting a panel and collecting lots more information. But also the fact that our teams are all based in the UK, in London, it was very important during the bidding process as well, and moving forward. We know that that having that local availability is going to be really important in terms of how we develop this particular solution.
And how will users access the data? I mean, I'm thinking in terms of how it will be made available and what analysis software will be used, because presumably at the moment people access UCOM data via Comscore's.
Yes.
proprietary software. That's right. Is there going to be more of a UConn analysis system that's going to be available?
So we are developing an analysis system, and that will be for both the daily data, and as Ian described, it will be with a one-day delay. So on Thursday, the daily data from Tuesday will be available for analysis at a top-line level. But also for the standard monthly reporting data set, which is the industry currency. That will be available both within our own reporting tools. It will also be made available as a respondent level data file that will be used by Data Bureau as well as subscribers and their own data management platforms and so on, being able to access the data there. But also we'll be offering an API interface for subscribers to be able to access either data or results in a form that they can use for other purposes. That's something that we're developing with UCOM and stakeholders this year in terms of the flexibility and the needs for that particular service. But we think that that is certainly something that is important as part of our overall offer to maximise the opportunities for data availability.
Mm. So it sounds like it's going to be a bespoke software system specifically for...
We will have for reporting purposes, in the same way that the current contractor has their bespoke system, we will also have a bespoke analysis system available. But those a lot of publishers will have their own analysis systems, and there's an opportunity for them to use their own analysis systems with our data sets as well. And obviously the likes of Telmar and so on will also, we believe, be very interested in loading the data into their systems.
Now, up to now, UCOM has been almost exclusively a planning currency and been very clear about that. But as I understand it, the new service does now potentially have the capacity to be used for campaign measurement. Can you expand on exactly how that would work? What's been the shift that allows you to be able to potentially offer that new approach?
Well, it's been something that has been debated for a long time within UCOM, the movement from measuring audiences of content only to potentially measuring the audiences of campaigns. And one of the, or two of the complexities of that was around the measurement of campaign viewability and campaign brand safety of campaigns. And it's something that we at UCOM have actually steered clear of, and what we've asked Ipsos to develop is that if an advertiser tagged a piece or various pieces of creative, then at the end of a campaign of a certain size, they should be able to see the basic reach and frequency for that campaign. A campaign that's free of fraudulent and non-human traffic, but the reach and frequency of the audience that they may have planned against, did it actually deliver, and measured against the same data set that it was planned against. That's the key capability, is that you plan against one data set for an audience, you've used the insight as a planning tool, you've then run the campaign. I was trying to reach a certain audience, what percentage of what I delivered was successfully delivered to that audience for the fundamentals of reach and frequency.
So effectively, it's the capabilities there, providing there's the consent of the advertiser, whatever, to put the tag in. So it's about putting that tag in. If the tag's there, you can now read it.
100%. This is not Barb style measuring every single campaign that is run in the UK online. It is about an advertiser being required to tag the campaign in order that they may then see the results.
Mm. Okay, it's a bespoke panel that's been recruited specifically for this task, and I assume is the recruitment that's ongoing as we speak, because as you mentioned, you go live next January. How are the panel members being recruited? Because there's often been a fair degree of opacity in terms of where online panels often come from. How are you actually getting people to be on this?
It's a really critical question. I think we recognise the importance of recruiting a high quality panel in terms of the approaches we're using. We are using a mixture of offline and online recruitment methodologies as a source. as a way forward, and certainly the offline element is a key component, and we are recruiting a minimum of 20% of our panel using offline methodologies. The intention is we're working with PAMCO Recontact. So as you know, PAMCO is a very high quality random probability face-to-face survey, and what we will be doing is we will be attempting to recruit to join the panel at the end of the PAMCO interview. The benefit there is that we have field interviewers in the home that can guide the recruitment and also the installation onto the devices that our panelists will use. And I think that is a really important part of our build is maximising the recruitment from PAMCO as a quality data source. The intention is, as I say, that a minimum of 20% will be recruited via that method. The other 80% will be using online sources, and we're very aware of the potential challenges and so on around online recruitment. We have lots of experience, worked for many years with various partner providers around panel recruitment, and we will be making sure that the panel that we build is representative of the population, both on demographics, on geographical areas that are important, but also on internet usage and device ownership, which is clearly is important for us here, because we are representing usage of both desktop, smartphone and tablet computers. So we need to make sure that we have the right mix of people that we're recruiting, and also the right levels of usage as well, in terms of how much they're using the internet for each of those devices.
It's an interesting challenge, I guess, and I've got nothing to back this supposition up, but there can be a danger in recruiting more representative panels, in that the more representative they are, perhaps the lower are the levels of actual usage they measure. Is the industry perhaps ready for a more representative sample, but potentially one that might actually give slightly lower listening at lower consumption levels than professional panelists that often crop up on these sorts of surveys?
Well, I think that we are absolutely clear that our aim is to build a representative panel, and the amount of usage is a key variable. So infrequent users as well as frequent users, we will be controlling both in terms of the recruitment, but also perhaps through the weighting process as well. I think we recognise that those that are likely to take part in online tasks are more likely to be heavier online users, and that's something that we have to guard against or go in knowing exactly what the situation is. And you know, good use of offline recruitment will certainly help with that in terms of the build. In terms of whether the industry is prepared for a shift in the data, I think we've said all along the data won't be the same between different suppliers. The methodology is very different, and I think that our intention is to build as high a quality panel and to measure all of their internet usage and represent that in the best way.
And there may be other compensating factors. It'd be interesting to see on the new panel the balance between heavy mobile users, for example. You know, it's not just about the overall levels of usage, it's about the spread across the devices and getting that correct.
To be fair, as it is currently very important for ComScore to measure the usage, not only by device, whether PC, tablet or smartphone, but even within smartphones, whether it's iOS or Android, it is it's a very key part of valuable insight is usage by device.
Talking of devices, you've talked about how you're recruiting the panel. How is their internet usage being measured? What software?
We are partnering with RealityMine, who are software developers based in the UK, and we've worked with them for many years. Both on obviously we'll be working with them on this, but on the BBC Compass panel and on TouchPoints, we've worked with them for many years. Their software, they have different software for desktops, for tablets and smartphones, for iOS and Android devices as well. And I think that, you know, we've tried and tested their software. We're happy with how that works, and that it measures all the required internet behaviour that we're collecting. And in terms of exactly what we're measuring, as well as browsing information, we're collecting information on app usage. And also, Reality Mine have developed a media player as well, so they're able to record visits or usage of apps such as Netflix, Google, and so on there, which I think that moving further forward will become more important. Again, I think the locality is important, and certainly Reality Mine have developed specific methods for measuring apps. I think certainly our work with the BBC is that they've developed a way of collecting much more on BBC sounds than just, you know, the fact that someone is using that information, and that will offer us opportunities further down the line in terms of collecting better and more detailed information.
And I think one of the critical things that can't be overstated enough from a publisher's point of view in terms of accurate measurement is the requirement for tagging. We're running a number of work streams with Ipsos over the next 11-12 months, and tagging is an absolutely key one. We'll be working very hard to make sure as many of the publishers are tagged as possible.
Presumably the tag is what allows you to see at a more granular level what's going inside, otherwise you've just got
that's exactly it. It provides the level of detail that really provides the value of UConn data.
So you're able to see each service, it's just seeing within each service.
Yes.
It's an interesting challenge to get everyone on board. But if they're not on board, you still will see them at a
you'll see the panel's internet usage at a top line level, but the real value comes, and the real value to publishers and to advertisers comes within being able to see behind the title, as it were, or beyond the title.
You mentioned the BBC Compass panel. One of the intriguing things about its new approach and the announcement was the fact that the new panel will also incorporate the BBC Compass panel. We've had at least two presentations at ASI about the BBC Ipsos initiative on that. Can you give us, sort of briefly, because we have touched on it in past podcasts, some background on what the panel and how what the implications are of knitting it into the UConn panel?
Sure. So the BBC Compass panel is a 2,900 UK representative panel of adults aged 15 plus. And on the panel we install both our MediaCell software for measuring audio information, so that we can pick up via audio matching TV and radio. But we also install Reality Mine software onto all devices that our panelists personally use. So I think that's where we have an automatic link, and also BBC are very much part of UCOM, and are very have been very involved in the process so far. And the intention is that of those 2,900 panelists, 2,500 are online. And we will be using that part as our startup, if you like, to get us moving in terms of the building of the total panel. And we have information there already available in terms of their device usage and so on that we will be collecting. So we'll be sharing that information and using that on UConn, as well as it will also be used within BBC Compass as well.
Now, it's interesting that you've got this panel available to effectively build out from, to build your new panel. It's also interesting, I guess, given the current focus there is in the industry around cross-media measurement, around the WFA announcement before Christmas, and a lot of advertiser pressure for the industry to push on with cross-media measurement, that obviously the Compass panel is also measuring TV and radio usage by the MediaCell microphone, effectively in people's phones, picking up the audio and the audio tagging in that context. Obviously, I suspect your answer will be first things first, but potentially there is this idea that the new UConn panel could be pretty well placed to be a part of that cross-media measurement. Is that something on your radar at the moment?
So First of all, it's worth saying that we're very proud of the work that both Ipsos and Comscore do currently to fuse UCOM into PAMCO, and that has been a very big step forward. For whenever people say that everything's in silos and nothing gets measured across platform, PAMCO and UCOM is testament to the fact that that's not true and it can be done. UCOM's position has always been that we're here to help and available if required. We're not knocking on doors, but we'll always talk with others where appropriate. I think it's worth noting that a single source multi-device panel will provide respondent level data files that will give more obvious hooks for data fusion, and it could make life easier, but it is very much a first things first, let's focus on building this.
And I think to add on to that, I agree with the first things first. We've got a huge workload this year to get through, but we are very aware of the cross-media situation. And when we were designing our proposal last year, I think that we are proposing that we will also install with the panelists that we're recruiting our MediaCell software onto the smartphone devices that our panelists use. But the intention is that the collection of audio information won't be switched on at this point in time.
Oh.
The purpose is that if at some point in the future, or when at some point in the future, there is an interest to do more, then that's something that we can react to fairly quickly in terms of managing that as a process. But I think that it's something that we are aware, you know, is of interest generally within the industry, and it gives opportunities at this point in time. The reason we're not switching on audio at this point is because audio drains batteries of devices, and that's not necessarily a great thing on a panel of this type. So I think that it is certainly something that we are very aware that the panel can have other uses, and we, you know, sort of need to be thinking about this longer term. I think short term we have a heavy workload in terms of organising.
To be very clear, our focus is on building a product that does what it does now, but that from 2021 puts us in the best position for the future. There's obviously much talk about particularly cross-media measurement and the cross-media measurement jigsaw. And there's a lot of interest in ISBAR's project Origin, generating a lot of chat. And we said that's a collaboration between ISBAR and the WFA. And it's probably coming from two perspectives that are slightly different from UCOM. One is it's coming from a global perspective, whereas the clue for UCOM is in the title, UK Online Measurement. And the other thing is it's coming primarily from the perspective of measuring ad campaigns, whereas UCOM up till now is coming from the perspective of measuring audiences, although developing the capability for ads. We can't take anything for granted, and there's no guarantees, but my hope and my expectation is that what we can build with Ipsos will support Origin, or will fit under the umbrella or within the framework of what the WFA is trying to do. It's hard to second guess at the moment, and we weren't in a position to wait until we saw what that was. It was time for us to put out an RFP and build it, but I hope that we'll be running on parallel tracks.
Well, it's going to be interesting over the next couple of years, because the Origin initiative, which was unveiled at the ASI conference back in Prague in November, was positioned as effectively a UK pilot for what may happen in other countries. So there's an element to which there's going to be particular interest in what's going on in the UK over the next couple of years. So we'll be tracking this with great interest. Hopefully you'll be able to, as you get close to launch, be able to give us a more detailed update at our conference in November, which we're thinking is probably in Istanbul, and if it's not, Mike will edit that bit out as he's listening. But let's assume it's in Istanbul in November, so we hope to see you there, and as you get closer to the launch, hear even more about what your plans are. So thanks for making the time to speak to us.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.